Are they going to be kicked for blue flagging? No, this is a special exemption. Just this one time. All right, so I have some pretty good and exciting technical news. This is very cool. Some of you people who were here from the long ago in the olden days may remember this. It's something we turned off, but we are turning back on. DirectorBot will now store messages for you. So when you log back on to your Jabber, you will get pings that you missed and even messages up to a certain limit. The problem before was we had some people who had huge amounts stored for them. We have changed that. So yeah, when you log back in, you can see which workloads died when you logged off exactly. So that should be on coming this weekend. So don't be surprised when you log on Jabber if a bunch of DirectorBot pings show up. It'll show you what you missed. And also, if someone sends you a message in a DM, it should save that too, up to a certain limit. I'm pretty excited about that. It's a nice feature. It's sort of one thing that Jabber has its ups and its downs. We're comparing it to something like Discord, and this is something that'll close the gap on that a little bit as far as feature and functionality. Ranger, you wanted to talk about the LP Alliance buyback. Go ahead.
So we are buying back, or we are buying LP from you if you have some. We linked that thread in Elysium. If you check that, it'll tell you who to contact and which one we're currently buying. We are changing that dynamically as we go. All right, that's fair. There you go. Beyond sorted it. So that's what we're just looking at for those. We are changing which ones we're buying at any point in time, so do keep an eye on that thread. But if you've got some LP that you're willing to sell to us, that's the thread to take a look at.
All right, cool. Thanks, dude. Okay, so last week we announced we are going to Amulets 1 through 5 for our TFI and our Leshak fleet. For those who have been asking, I'll make this up a post about this, but you do not need 2 sets of them. You can have your Amulets and DO6H. You do not need to buy a second set for 1DQ. That's not something we're looking to make you do. We are already reimbursing them as long as you have the Succubus or Estero fit in your escape bay. But in 3 weeks, they will be mandatory for reimbursement if you lose your ship. All right. 1 second, please. So I want to talk about the Lemmings channel. This is a channel that you can join if you want to organize defense, small gang, that kind of thing. If you're looking to fight small groups and get a couple people to join you, in Delve, Lemmings is the channel. That is the channel for it. And then Kaz, you wanted to talk about Totality Squad. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Pokfen guys are still recruiting. Totality Squad is the name of that group. This is essentially both the crab and kill option in Pokfen. We've been having a lot of luck ever since the Precious died. But we're starting to see more activity from Fraternity, especially in time zones where they're not usually seen. So they need you. They've had a lot of luck. Please feel free to apply. It requires you to have a support alt, is what they call it. So be advised that this is like a 2-account type of thing. You're going to want to have something that can either be a Boucher or a Dictor to support them while they're in there. It's very useful for their operation. But we're having a lot more luck. It makes a ton of money. This is your opportunity to get rich if you want to do something new out in the Triangle. Uncle Triangle wants you.
All right. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. I've been hearing from people that it's like a lot of fun. So that's something that's always encouraging to hear, and people are enjoying that.
Yeah, I think Tetrakill just took his first fleet out yesterday and ended up getting, I think we like killed the command ships and some other the boosters of FRT Munin fleet, and they ran something like this.
Nice. Yeah, looks like Sniper's
Oh
looking
yeah.
some nice BR. Yeah, all right, so make money and make some action. Okay, cool. Next week we're going to be talking like more in depth about some like long-term goals. So if you can be around for the fireside next week, please do so. We should have some pretty interesting stuff to talk about. This week we have been pretty deep into the weeds as far as working on some of our tech stuff, working on some of our quality of life stuff, which probably from the line member's perspective doesn't like show up as something really, you know, hot and sexy that, you know, we can announce, but it is really important stuff behind the scenes. If you remember about a week ago, we were resetting Jabber and Mumble a lot. So there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and continues to do so. And that's something that like a lot to report on, but it's just know that our guys, and just want to shout out to our guys working on that stuff. They put a lot of work in. This is sort of the IT and the tech guys and all those dudes, dev team. Koei says, do I even exist if Lysium is down? I always assumed you were some sort of semi-sentient bot, Koei. Is that not true? All right. And then I will give you guys, I'm not programmed to answer that. I'll give you guys a short update on what's going on up north. So there was that IHUB fight about 8 days ago where we formed up really well. We formed up Dreads pretty well there as well. And you know, it was pretty even overall. And Pappy did not take the fight with us. They did take a fight on a Fortizar where they sort of, there were two of them anchoring. They got one killed as far as I remember. And they had the advantage in that fight. That's been pretty much all the action north. But, you know, it's one of those things where we're helping to defend. So we just need to be ready to form and counter them when we do. We have some pretty exciting stuff up there. Our CLAP 007 doctrine is up there right now. So we may ping for it. We won't tell you guys what it is until it actually does, because that's part of the fun of it. But the CLAP 007 doctrine is available up there for our FCs to ping. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. Once you see what it does, it's going to be pretty neat. So some of our guys have been working pretty hard to make it available to you. And then that's about all I wanted to talk about. Like I said, next week we got some bigger stuff to talk about. This week I'm going to open up the floor to questions. So if you got any questions, go ahead and ask me. Is it possible that the beehive is more often green? Okay, that's a really good question and one we get a lot. And it requires time from people and FCs. And this is where volunteering to be a guard bee can help. But we would like you guys to have the, you know, to have it as much as possible. But we also have to consider that, you know, our FCs are real people with real life needs, right? Like, we can't be having them tied to the computer the whole time. We would like to have it up more, but we are trying to provide you guys with other methods such as crab calls, Stormbringers, stuff like that, that you can do, and you can make a lot of money and you don't need to have it up. All right. How is Lenny be doing? I believe we have, I don't remember the number, but quite a bit loaned out. It's doing very well. So LendingB is our program where if you need to have money, either a relatively small amount with no collateral or a large, pretty much as large as you want, collateralized amount, you can do that. And it's, yeah, there you go. I'm just linking it. So if you need to get ISK, that's a good way to do it. I don't know, we might have had one default. The guy, basically, his account, like, you know, he had real life stuff and he came back and paid it back eventually anyway. So I think we haven't had any defaults. It's been going very well. Yeah, there you go.
Do you want me to tell everybody the number, Asher, or do we want to keep that a hidden secret?
Yeah, I was thinking about just keeping it a secret.
Okay.
It's going very well. Very well. And it's open to anyone else who wants to do it. Has the Alliance ever considered an additional small ISK incentive for Beehive FCs, for, as Beehive being green, additional tax revenue for the Alliance? No. It's something where this is like this is a psychology thing, but the amount that like can be paid to someone is not the amount it's worth their time, right? And when you offer someone a relatively small amount, like another Alliance tried to do this recently, where they tried to pay people to show up in a fleet, when you're paying people, they start going, wait, I could be doing this, you know, I could be doing, you know, I could be working at McDonald's and making $15 an hour. Like, the reason people put up, you know, the Beehive is because they care about the Alliance, they care about their friends. Their motivations are intrinsically more powerful than I would rather have, than I'd like to have 50 million ask. And it's one of those things where it perversely, it almost always lowers your participation, not increases it. And yeah, if you want to DM me, but I can show you, like, there, another Alliance just tried something like that and it failed catastrophically. And they were offering a pretty large amount. We do have like an incentive program that like we have for FCs and GSOL or other stuff like that, like where we have sort of incentives for people. But we don't like pay like hourly ISK, which is what I think you were asking about. Do we still need PI? Do we ever, Squid? We need a lot of PI. Asher, what happens if you run home instead of stay with the fleet and you die on the way home from the fleet? You don't get reimbursement. Thanks for asking, Jack. We are not reimbursing people who get burned ahead of the fleet and do that kind of thing. Zintage, did you want to talk about bombers? We have new bomber fits. I don't know if Zintage wants to talk about them, but we have new bomber fits. Yeah, Lemmings is the channel to go to if you want to fight in Delve, but it's not the thing to be when you're flying home early from your fleet or late. We are going to be checking where you die and why you died. So stay with the fleet until you get home. Are Beehive strats strat paps? Beehive paps strat paps? I think they are, yeah.
Yes.
Can I bring a Drake? Sure. All right, guys. Put any other questions you got in here? Go ahead. Have I missed them or you got something?
I think the most important question a lot of people ask is, when are you going to run for CSM?
I am not running for CSM. What is best in life? Is to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women. I believe that is what's best in life. Any idea when Atrium will post July metrics? That is up to Atrium. I do not like control him. Will GSF win the AT? I wouldn't go that far. Our guys are doing really well. They've really improved. But winning the AT is a really high standard. Are the bats disbanded yet? Not yet. We need to keep working on that one. Super carrier skin. I don't know. Whatever is on anything but an avatar. Yeah, okay, so I vote we send Aerith, Wibbla, and Boat. So that kind of reminds me, before in the past, we have had, let's say, a semi to fully adversarial relationship with CCP, with our CSMs. There is a certain person who will not be named, who was basically just sent there to annoy them. Now, this wasn't an idea that I had. This was well before my time, but it was a bad idea, is what it was. We have a different relationship with CCP than we used to. Certainly, they've done stuff that annoys us, and I'm sure there are things that you think of. But to get things accomplished, it's just a terrible idea that we should them antagonistically. So we our CSMs work with them in like a very serious manner, trying to improve the game, which is what they should do. And although I am not going to run for CSM. It is something where we look at all our candidates as people who are serious about improving the game and having a good relationship with CCP. How strong are carrier fleets in the current meta? I could go on a lot about this. They are not considered strong right now. They might be stronger than people think, actually. But it's not something that we're actively pushing, and I don't think anyone else is actively pushing for it right now. It's a long investment to be proven wrong, I guess is the way to look at it. But they might be stronger than people think.
You still should buy a carrier for your super carrier pilot, so you have both the ability to fly a carrier or a super on the same pilot.
Yep. We need like an Asher TED talk where he just picks a topic and talks to us like an hour. Whenever I stream, Jaden, which is pretty infrequently, but if you tune in, that is essentially what I do when I stream. I mean, Eve's on in the background, but I'm never like, don't come to my stream to watch me play Eve. Just come if you want to hang out and talk about stuff.
I have something you could talk about, Escher.
Yes, Apple. What is it?
Should I trigger you again today?
I'll say, don't do it, Escher.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't let him beat you.
Then I won't. Okay.
All right. Ryan Slater says waffles, pancakes, or French toast. I mean, why not all three? Let's see. Like, let's tier rank these. All right. So obviously, bottom tier of that is pancakes. Pancakes is bottom tier. I don't think anyone's going to argue with this. And then it's a tough choice between waffles and French toast. I would say waffles really all around sort of your go-to. So we'll say waffles, French toast, pancakes, bottom tier. Now I've triggered other people. When will you be back to FCing? So this was so I FC'd that fleet about 8 days ago. I think this was the last time I FC'd. But I do have a lot more administrative tasks than I did before. I'll tell you guys a funny story. This is a pretty nerdy story, but I was playing Magic the Gathering with some Eve nerds, and one of them was is like a newer guy to Goons, and he says this in the most like really like sincere way. He goes, "Escher, were you ever in FC?" Oh, and my heart just broke. I was like, "Oh no, oh that hurts so bad." I didn't know. I was very unhappy with that comment. Were you ever in FC? Yes, one time I was, and then I got involuntarily promoted to leading this group. So that's what happened. And on that note, I think I'll say goodbye to y'all. Thank you guys for coming to the meeting. Much appreciated. Always fun. Have a good one.
He actually did link us a screenshot of that, too. And yeah. He cried in our channel for about 20 minutes. So
yeah, I was weeping. Please clap 007. Thank you, guys. See ya.